The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Well, hello, I'm Joanne Bailey Borsma, and this is Locally Entertaining. Well, despite the frigid weather, spring is actually coming around, we hope. And of course, one of the most popular events in West Michigan is also coming just around the corner. And that, of course, I'm talking about Tulip Time, which will be May 6th through the 14th this year in Holland. And of course, over those 9 days, there's a number of activities that you can participate along with looking at the flowers and visiting the Dutch Village, which I assume is going to be open again. But of course, this year, they have a very special treat. A limited edition Dutch-inspired beer created by Holland's Big Lake Brewing. And here to talk about the new brew and the special collaboration with Tulip Time is Big Lake's Brewing General Manager, Jeff Genova. So thanks, Jeff, for being here with us today and for coming all the way up from Saugatuck.
Well, thanks, Joanne. So, I looked forward to it.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about this beer. I mean, how did this collaboration come about?
So this year is our 10-year anniversary, which is a really big deal for us as a brewery. And we wanted to make a big splash. And what bigger thing to do is partner with the biggest festival in West Michigan, not only Holland, is Tulip Time. So we went to Tulip Time. We talked to them and said, hey, we'd like to collaborate with you and do something with you, sponsor Tulip Time as well, but come up with a beer. And maybe we could put the winning poster on the label as of the beer. And they thought it was a great idea. We had a couple meetings with them. We came up with the idea for a beer, a nice light springtime beer. We came up with a spring lager. It has a hint of tangerine in it. It's only 4.2%, so it's not going to just knock you down. It's a good all-day drinking beer. It's very low in the bitterness scale because it's a lager, so it's not bitter at all. It's only 15 IBUs. So it's a beer that everybody could drink. And that was one of the things that Tulip Time really wanted to have, is a beer that was approachable for everyone that came to Tulip Time. You can enjoy this beer. We have it on tap, not only at our pub, but as well as other bars and restaurants in downtown Holland, which is a social district. So you could get a beer and walk around downtown Holland while you're enjoying Tulip Time. Can't do it during the parades. That's the only stipulation. But any other time you could go have this Tulip Time beer and walk around and enjoy the tulips, enjoy downtown Holland, and enjoy this great beer.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we were talking about earlier, Big Lake Brewing, the pub is actually 7th Street Pub, correct?
It's the Big Lake Brewing Pub on 7th Street.
Okay.
We call it the 7th Street Pub. It's just easier, but mm-hmm. Yes, it's Big Lake Brewing Pub.
Okay, so just so people know. And one thing that people should know is that you guys are actually based in Holland.
Yes.
So give us a little history about Big Lake.
So Big Lake was started 13 years ago by three engineers that worked at Gentex. They went to a lot of beer festivals. They thought that they could brew beer as good or better than some of these breweries that were around. So they started home brewing, and they were brewing in their garage and made a bunch of beer, and then made more beer than they could drink. So they started sharing it with their friends, and their friends were like, this is great beer. So they opened up a really small pub on the north side of Holland in a strip mall. It was only had about 40 seats and didn't serve any food. 4.5 years of doing that, they kept growing and growing and growing. They said, we need to expand and do something better. Well, they moved to downtown Holland. 180 seats inside, 100 seats outside, a full restaurant, 26 taps. We have a production facility that's about a mile and a half away from our pub. We're distributed through the entire state of Michigan from Imperial Beverage. We're in the top 15 producers of beer in Michigan out of 400 breweries, so we're right up there at the top. They've grown a lot in 10 years, and those three engineers are only one engineer now. Two of them, when we opened our restaurant pub, it was more than they wanted to do, so they walked away. But we're doing great, and we keep growing.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Big Lake, I mean, should I guess which lake we're referring to?
Lake Michigan. Because when you go out, are you going, we have Lake Mecotau, which is a little lake, and we go, hey, we're going to the Big Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it came from.
Ah, see, so I'm not from Holland. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
So that's because I always just say Lake Michigan. I forget about Lake Mecotau.
So we're going to the Big Lake.
Going to the Big Lake, going to the Big Brewery.
There you go.
So, yeah. So now the one thing I did notice is the can is absolutely beautiful. Now, is that actually the poster from this
year? That is the exact poster. What we did is we got the post. So they pick the poster before they reveal it to the public. We got that poster. We had our label makers make a label. Tool of Time approved it. We put it on the can. And then when they revealed the poster at their first Bloom event, we revealed the can. And so everyone got to see it. And we gave one can of beer to everyone that was at the first Bloom event. So they kind of got to take the poster home. If you buy a four-pack of this beer or a single of the beer in the stores or at our pub, you'll have the poster for Tulip Time. So it's a collectible can as well as a great beer.
What I do think there's, and people could look this up, there's like crafting things where you can do where you can turn cans into cups and vases and all that stuff. And to me,
people do them as candles.
Mm-hmm.
They take the can opener that doesn't make it sharp edge, and then they pour wax in the wick, and they have a candle as the can, and then it smells good as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing to me. And I honestly, any crafters out there, this is one of the prettiest cans I've ever seen. It's like one I would keep to have
that's
on display.
Beautiful.
It's just, yeah. So, yeah, it's a great. Well, and you mentioned Dutch inspired. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
Basically, we went with Tulip. Our Dutch is the Tulip Time Festival office. The people over there, Gwen and Jen and Brittany and Kim, they're all, not all Dutch, but they are very much into the Dutch culture. Mm. And so they helped us curate the beer. They helped us come up with a beer, a light spring lager. Our brewer, Zach Dreyer, also looked up different Dutch styles. He's the one that brewed I didn't brew the beer. I'm not taking any credit for that. I helped put the two parties together. But Zach came up with some recipes. We tasted probably 6 or 7 different beers and came up with a one that everyone was super happy with. And the tangerine, I'm pretty sure, is not Dutch, but it's springy. Mm-hmm. And they wanted a spring lager. And a lager is something that is a Dutch beer. So it's inspired by spring, the rebirth, new things coming, tulips. And so that's kind of our inspiration for it, as well as the Dutch inspired.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess the reason I was kind of leading into that, because we were talking earlier and I said I was doing a little research and, of course, had been to Europe, went to Denmark, went to a brewery, didn't even realize outside of Germany that anybody actually brewed beer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but found out some really interesting things about the Netherlands and the fact that they used to be the mega house, especially in the Middle Ages, for beer production. They taught the UK and they taught Belgium and everything.
I know Belgium might argue on those monks in Belgium. Mm-hmm. They've been making beer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, definitely. And they're very much into the beer culture, and they're it's a fun place to go. And like we were talking earlier, every country has its own beer, and Denmark is not one. The Netherlands is not one that doesn't. Last year we did a tulip beer and we got grain from the Netherlands. This year we didn't. We just made a Netherlands style lager.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, so you guys have done this in the past. I thought this was the first one.
With Tulip Time. We just did one in celebration of Tulip Time, kind of on our own last year. And then this year we partnered with Tulip Time. And this is our first time. And this is the first time Tulip Time's ever done a beer as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've never collaborated with anybody for a beer. They've done it for different things. But this is the first Tulip Time beer. And we're super excited about it.
So I guess, you know, the big question is you know, well, first off, let's talk about sales, because you were just telling me about if you want this beer, folks, and you want to try it, I'd probably try to get there way before Tulip Time. But go ahead.
So you can buy our beer at our pub. We have some. We'll have some during Tulip Time. We probably won't have a ton between now and Tulip Time, which is coming up very quickly. But you can also find the beer if you go to our website, biglakebrewing.com. There's a beer finder, and you can put in where your zip code and the Tulip Time beer, and it'll tell you what stores in your area have our beer for sale. Because we did distribute it through Imperial Beverage to West Michigan. So we wanted to keep it local here in West Michigan, but it is out in stores. And I'm not exactly sure what stores those are, but yeah, it's not just at the pub at Big Lake. But it is on draft, and we have cans right now at the Big Lake pub on 7th Street.
But you would recommend... Probably, I mean.
I would check first. Mm-hmm. Basically, I would go on that beer locator, and then I would call the store before you go and make sure that they have it in stock, and then I would go get it. But yeah, it's selling like hotcakes. We brewed 60 barrels of it, and that's a lot of beer in layman's terms, and it's going really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. Probably be gone by the end of at least.
It'll be definitely gone.
Close.
Yep, it'll be gone by the end of Tulip Time.
So, and you mentioned that this is your 10th anniversary. I mean, you guys have got to have some things coming up.
July 8th is going to be our 10-year anniversary party. We're having a big party at our pub. We're going to have 3 bands playing all day. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. We're going to have beer specials. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be a really fun day. It's the middle of July. It's that 4th of July week. They opened the pub on July 5th. That's really not the best day to have a party because everybody's kind of partied out from July 4th. We pushed it to that Saturday, July 8th, and we want everybody to come down and celebrate with us. We're going to have a great time that day.
I know. I especially up north, when you get up to those Upper Peninsula, you know, those people, they start on like the 3rd, and I don't think they stop for a long time. So, yeah. 5th might be too bad. So,
yeah, but it's going to be a good time.
So, yeah, it should be. So let me, I have just some fun trivia I wanted to ask you a little bit about, since you're now, are you a native of West Michigan area?
No, I was born in Ann Arbor.
Okay. We'll forgive you.
I went to school in the South and lived in the South for 30 years and then moved back here about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And always had a place in Ludington, and every summer we went to Ludington. So I love West Michigan, and I always wanted to move back here and finally got the opportunity to. And I'm really excited that I live here in West Michigan now.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, you know what? I wanted to ask you some fun little trivia. Okay, so what's your favorite thing about tulip time?
I really love the flowers, personally. And second to that, the carnival food. Mm-hmm. You can get fried Twinkies, you can get sausage and onions. And I only do it once a year, but that carnival food's a blast, and they have it all over downtown. So you're looking at flowers, eating some great food, and get you a beer.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the flowers on schedule to bloom this year?
This cold weather that we had the last couple of days has really helped. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to the Tulip Time office, and basically they said there'll be tulips blooming, and there already are tulips blooming downtown Highland, right along where the snow melt is, because it's a warmer street. It makes the ground a little bit warmer. But like out in the fields and window on the waterfront where the majority of the tulips are, they should be peak bloom right around the very first part of the Tulip Time Festival.
They've lucked out the last couple of years because, yes. I mean, it's just been absolutely stunning. And I mean, people, stunning, like, you know, you got future graduates or whatever, get out there, get pictures, because it's absolutely amazing to see.
They have beautiful flowers, and they do a great job. The city helps them, and they plant so many flowers. And volunteers, our pub, we go out and take our staff, and we plant one of the plots at Windmill, Window on the Waterfront, and it's fun. It's a good activity.
I'm one of those people who pays the $5 afterwards
to get you a bucket of tulips.
But get me a bucket of bulbs, basically.
Oh, yeah,
trying
for
to get the
sure.
bulbs.
We go and do it. We have lots of tulips at our house as well.
So, what about activity? You mentioned the food and what, looking for, but is there any event or activity that you like? The parades, the concerts, anything?
So, I've never been to a Tulip Time parade because I'm always working. It's one of those things that I don't get to go to. I like going to the Tulip Immersion Garden, the thing that they had last year, where the tulips are eye level. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. And I like to go to Windmill Island Gardens. I like to take pictures. And so there's beautiful tulips out there, and you go at sunrise when the windmill's there, and it's a lot of fun. So those are kind of my things. I like to walk around and look at tulips and take pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is an open-ended question. If you had a free evening or a free weekend, what would we catch you doing?
Catch me doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with my wife, probably going to a brewery, probably Big Lake. But we like to explore breweries, and so that's what we go do. We go eat good food and go drink beer.
And you mentioned there's like more than 400.
There's plus or minus 400 breweries in Michigan. It's some open and some new ones closed, but it's right around the 400 number. And my wife and I have been to over 150 of those because we like to see what other people are doing. We want to make Big Lake a better place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. And if people wanted to get more information about the beer or Big Lake Brewing, I mean, where could they go?
Facebook, Instagram, Big Lake Brewing. We're on both of those. Social media, they keep that updated. We post probably 4 or 5 times a week. BigLakeBrewing.com has our menu, has what we have on tap. Mm-hmm. The beer locator's on there. Those are great places to get information, those three. Mm-hmm. Social media and our website.
I forgot to ask you, most famous beer, Big Lake?
Our Blood Orange Haze is our number one selling beer. Ryko is our, so we did a throwback, you know, Ryko is the brand that built our beer, built our brewery. And so it's a rye IPA. It's a picture of the hop squatches on all of our cans. It's on our shirts. It's something that we do. So we had a vote. What was your favorite beer to bring back in? Ryko was that beer. And so for our 10th anniversary, we're going to have some throwback beers. We're going to do our Dark Star, our Locked Out, triple hopped Ryko. Those are all going to be there for our anniversary party. My personal favorite, Ryko. And you ask anybody that's been at the pub, for a long time. That's their favorite beer. Our most popular beer in distribution is Blood Orange Haze.
And that's the one I probably had because, as I told you, I like the tangerines and the oranges and all that stuff in the beer.
We actually do a tangerine haze in the summertime, too.
Oh, you'd
really like that.
Y'all know where I'm going to be this summer, folks. So, yeah. So, anyways, well, you know what? If you guys want to check it out, make sure to check it out. The Big Lake Brewing 7th Street Pub in downtown.
West 7th.
Right in downtown Holland. A great opportunity there. Or biglakebrewing.com.
Yep, biglakebrewing.com.
Biglakebrewing.com. Otherwise, as for Tulip Time Again is May 6th through the 14th. And for more information about the annual event, they have information about the beer as well, don't they?
Yeah, at the office, they basically direct people to the pub, which is a block away.
Okay. Well, their website, by the way, is tuliptime.com, where they have all their events, activities, parades, et cetera, good time to go see the tulips. So make sure to check that out. I want to thank our guest, Jeff Genova from Big Lakes Brewing, for being here with us today. I'm Joanne Bailey-Borsma, and this has been Locally Entertaining. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.